Good morning, DMV. I'm your host, Lena Cullins, and you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show on WOL 1450 AM and 95.9 FM DC. The show is also available online at www.woldcnews.com and through TuneIn. WOL and TuneIn both have great smartphone apps that are available on iTunes, and all of our past shows are archived and can be heard 24 hours a day anywhere in the world on www.marketingpulpit.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. Our regular host, Robert Gatewood, is away this week, so he decided to let me be queen for a day since I'm the relationship expert on the show. He's scheduled to return on Friday, but I don't know now. I mean, Robert may come back and find that the locks to the sound booth have been changed and I accidentally forgot to give him a copy of the new keys. Keith, do you think you could get used to this?
Well, I could very well get used to this. I couldn't think of a better place to be. And I'm just trying to figure out a coach and a therapist. How's this going to work?
Right. I'm over here just kind of settling in. I mean, the captain's chair feels like crushed velvet or something. I think there's like literally a neck massager built in where I'm sitting. So I get it now why Robert likes to sit in this chair.
You know what? First of all, thanks again for having me. Keith Howard, Coach Keith Howard, Extra Points LLC. And I've been here before with Robert. I can tell you, I'd much rather be here with you. I hope he's listening.
Thank you. I was just going to tell everybody that sitting right beside me today is Coach Keith. And yeah, you are a pretty regular co-host on the Marketing Pulpit Show, but you also have your own podcast every Saturday, right?
Right. That's right. Every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio, we are the Extra Points Radio Show. And I'm the coach. I'm the host. We go on for 1 hour, great guests, and we talk about the business of sports. So we don't just come on and bash the local team, right?
Yeah.
We come on and talk about the money end of all things sports.
Wait. The money end of all things sports. I am a novice, as you will see as the show unfolds. But please, what do you mean when you say the money end of all things sports?
Sure. So every transaction in sports is tied to a dollar. Every transaction. So whether it's a coach being fired, whether it's being a logo change, a new stadium being built.
Okay.
All things are tied to a dollar. And I think sometimes in the media, we just kind of go along with it and we don't really dive into what's really the end game here.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we talk about.
Really?
The dollar.
I love it. Okay. Well, Keith, this is just perfect that we're on the show together. People may not get the connection yet, but today's show is going to be explosive with the two of us here together. But first, it's Falashade Friday, which means that our favorite accountant, Falashade, will be joining us at 11 o'clock a.m. to talk about the new Trump tax reform and how it's going to impact us. I'm so glad that I'll be here for that information because as a business owner, I'll be the first person to admit that I'm great at what I do, providing therapy, public speaking, and writing. But that doesn't mean that I'm an expert at all the other aspects that go into running a business. And any entrepreneur will tell you that a good accountant is priceless, right, Keith?
Absolutely priceless. And I look forward to listening to that, too, because, you know, I get my news just in the media, just like everyone else. So it'd be great to hear from a subject matter expert. So I'm looking forward to that.
Right. I mean, great accountants know all the tax codes. Mm-hmm. They can teach you about helpful write-offs and basically keep the IRS from putting you in jail, right?
Correct.
Right.
IR who?
Right. Or save you from being on that payment plan for the rest of your life by doing your taxes the right way. So I'm looking forward to hearing from Falashade at 11 o'clock. But prior to that, today, I want to talk to you, Coach Keith, about love and sports. This is a topic.
Wait. Loving sports? Loving sports? Okay, let's do it. Loving sports.
Great. No. Love and sports. Right. This is a topic that folks won't want to miss out on because it's affecting everyone from millennials on up to baby boomers. And I want to talk about being in relationships with men and women who seem to love sports more than they love their significant others.
Right. Yeah. I mean, no. Wow. I mean, okay, yeah, keep going.
Okay, here we go. And how people...
I mean, we did just come off the Super Bowl.
Yes, and right. we're going to talk about that because it's post-Super Bowl Sunday, and I've got to hear from you as a representative of sports addicts or fan addicts, fanatics, I like to call it, about what that feels like coming off of the season. You've had 17 straight weeks of being in the man cave, watching sports from sun up to sundown, listening to the post-talk and the pre-talk, all that good stuff. I kind of want to know what it feels like in your household and in other people's households when football season is over, if you're a big fan. I know how it feels in my household, but we'll talk about that a little later.
Well, I think in some households, you know, we'll tend to go find something else, whether it be, you know, the NBA or even go outside and play participatory sports like golf, right? That's 5 hours away from home, just a round of golf.
Mm.
Right? But that doesn't happen until April.
But for the football fanatic,
we're already, it really is just kicking off. So,
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It starts over right now. Like, this is the best time of year.
What?
Yeah. This is the best time because the first thing, like, here's what I'm going to do. As soon as the Super Bowl is over, I'm now starting to plan my trip to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis for 4 days. Right. And so from there, then you plan your trip, which I think is in Chicago, for the NFL Draft. So
my hometown? Really?
Yep. Okay. That's 4 more days. And then, of course, your Twitter feeds, all your social media feeds are around the coaching carousels, who's getting fired, who's getting hired, why, negotiating contracts, this, that. Then you got mini camp. So I trek out to Ashburn.
What?
So I go out there for a week and just watch practice.
Okay, but is this because you are a coach, or is this strictly about your love of the game?
Oh, well, let me just add the coach part. That was the love of the game part. The coach part is
okay.
That I'm back in the weight
room. I'm sorry.
The players got to get right back in the weight room.
I just blacked out and came back. But continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I usually give the team about 10 days off after the season. So that I can go to all these other events.
Hmm.
And then I come back and we get right into the weight room. And then, of course, there are coaches' clinics. And, then of course, there's recruiting.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how you spend your time.
Tell me who you coach.
Right now, I'm not coaching right now, but I've done 8 seasons at Catholic University. And
wow.
The last two was at Bishop Ireton High School in Virginia.
Yeah.
Bishop McNamara for 4 seasons.
Wow.
Crossan High School for 5.
Yeah.
The DC Divas for 3, which was probably the most fun I've ever had.
Wait.
And the Washington Prodigy.
Okay. So I know about all of the high schools that you named, very prestigious, very competitive sports teams. The DC Divas.
Yep.
Tell me about my sweatshirt today. I see, and I've got on my red dress and my heart necklace because I thought we were preparing for Valentine's Day, but I didn't get the memo out that I was supposed to wear sports gear.
I think the Wizards play that night. Maybe they don't. I mean, but that'd be a great date night, though. Be a great date night. Get some Wizard tickets. But, yeah, I've coached women's tackle football, 2 different teams. I coached the Washington Prodigy, which just won the Independent Women's Football League Championship last season.
Mm-hmm.
So I was their first head coach. And then, of course, the DC Divas, which is the most popular. They've been around for almost 20 years. But there are 150 teams all over the country.
150?
Women's tackle football teams.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is great to know. And it's funny that you mentioned that because the thing that I also want to talk about when we get into this a little bit later in the show is about how people are handling these adult co-ed and same-sex recreational sports teams like women's tackle football or co-ed flag football or co-ed kickball while in a relationship.
Well, I could send you some referrals. From the damage of those leaks, I could send you some business.
You can send me some referrals. Hello, I am the licensed therapist in the room. I have some stories that I'm not allowed to share, but The point is, there is a lot of hooking up. You and I kind of speaking to that right now, going on with some of these teams, and it is causing huge problems in relationships. And so you're telling me that you see some of this up close as a coach, right?
Oh, yeah. As a coach, I mean, you see it. First of all, there's so many leagues, and they travel. And I think the travel is the first part of it, that people now get away.
Right.
So I know some of the people I've coached, you know, they bring brownies to practice. They bring their kids to practice. Everything's great.
Okay.
For a home game.
Okay.
The spouse is in the stands cheering them on. But when you go on the road, I don't know what happens in the airplane or what have you. But I have witnessed firsthand. And like I said, it could start with something as simple as, hey, you need a ride home from practice.
Right.
It could be that subtle.
Right. So now you're talking about the intimacy that gets built just around being in close quarters with folks.
Sure.
Okay. And then, you know, before we go to break, I want to hold your feet to the fire about something, because you're a coach, and I know a lot of coaches in this area. I commend y'all for volunteering with the young people who need you so much, and even for getting paid to coach the leagues and the teams.
Yeah, that's the only way I know how to do it.
Oh, all right. I see you. So, you know, with that huge commitment, it comes a really difficult responsibility to your relationships, though.
Yes.
You being away that much can drive a significant other crazy. The
right.
weekly schedule, the travel, the recruitment you were talking about. I just don't know most relationships that can survive that without help. So I want to dig into that a little bit later on the show, and you're going to be on the spot.
I got the solution.
You have the solution.
Yeah,
okay.
Elixir.
In 60 minutes, I'm sorry, seconds or less, what is the elixir?
7 sessions with you.
Oh,
and engagement. Bro. Engagement of the time and the communication.
Oh, there we go. I appreciate that. Okay. We're going to talk about that a little later, but when we come back, I'm going to help some folks around Valentine's Day, if we have the time, because it is the month of love, and I wouldn't be right not to acknowledge it. So when we come back from commercial, stick around. We're going to talk about how to avoid the Valentine's Day blues. You're on the Marketing Pulpit Show with Wena Cullins and Coach Keith.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. 295 construction northbound before Benning Road in the right lane. Delays from the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound 295 pretty slow from Burroughs Avenue down past East Capitol Street. Inbound Suitland Parkway a little heavy still from after Alabama Avenue to Stanton Road. Branch Avenue northbound, the accident was before Surratt's Road. That's all cleared away now, but it's still pretty slow. 210 northbound was slow from Livingston Road up to Kirby Hill Road. Every child is full of potential, but poverty will steal that potential from a child. You can change that when you become a Compassion sponsor. Go to compassion.com/radio to sponsor a child now. Now your WOL weather forecast. Clouds today, high near 47. More clouds overnight, down to 39. And then for tomorrow, occasional afternoon showers and a high near 50. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Welcome back, folks, to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. My name is Wena Cullins. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am filling in for Robert Gatewood today. Sitting alongside me is Coach Keith Howard, who coaches sports in the DMV, and we are so excited to actually have Falasha Day Friday. We're going to shift a bit because we have our trusty accountant with us now. And while she's here, we want to suck up as much good information as we can from Falasha Day. As I understand it, Falasha Day is going to be speaking today about the Trump tax reform and how it impacts us, which is super important to be able to chit chat with her about that and not grab that information from social media as we can. So, Falasha Day, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Oh, pretty good.
So tell us, give us some tips about what's going on, and you really need to catch me up completely because I live in a bubble every day. I'm in my office, counseling couples 50 minutes at a time, and I don't get much news. I don't actually follow a whole lot of social media. So tell me and our listeners what we need to know about what's been going on.
Well, I actually spoke about this briefly before we had all the information, you know, out there before the final details were finalized. But to be really honest with you, this tax reform change is the most massive change that has ever happened since actually, 1985?
Wow.
So right now, the IRS is scrambling. We as tax professionals, we're also scrambling. Because adjustments are massive.
Really?
Not only were the tax brackets adjusted and lowered, but the standard deductions were adjusted, and also our personal exemption has actually been removed.
Really? So, what does that mean?
Yeah. So that basically means you have less credits that reduce your taxable income.
Oh, no.
So, for example, if you have any children, I have two children.
Yeah.
So I was getting a personal exemption for me, my husband, and my two children.
Right.
But due to the new changes with the tax reform, I'm no longer going to get the personal exemption for each one of us. So that means my household is going to end up paying extra taxes or having credits removed that exceed $16,000.
Wow. Felashide, let me give folks the call-in number, because if this is inciting anyone like it's inciting me, they're going to want to call in. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of our accountant, Felashide, or make a comment, the call-in number is 1-800-450-7876. Again, that number is 1-800-450-7876. So now, Felashide, I have a kid. I have a spouse at home. You said that that is going to equal up to about $16,000 of loss in credit.
So it's you, your husband, and your child. So
yeah.
That'd be 4,050 times three. That'd be $12,150 in credit, or what we call personal exemption credit. That you would no longer have.
Yeah. So tell me how that impacts the bottom line. So, okay. Yeah.
So that means the taxable income will end up being higher by that same amount.
Yep. Wow. And that can throw some couples or families into a higher tax bracket, right?
You know what? Actually, what I noticed was the impact, people that do not have any children or high family count, household count, They're fine. They've actually going to slightly benefit from the changes depending on their income.
Mm-hmm.
However, people like you and myself that have the husband and the children, we end up getting shortchanged this year because we no longer get the personal exemption. So it's tapped into our pocket.
I don't mean to get all political on you here, but why do you think Trump made this decision?
Well, first off, the higher your income, you don't qualify for those type of credits. So the higher your income, you no longer get a personal exemption. Some of your standard deductions or your itemized deductions are no longer applicable because they start to phase out at a certain income threshold.
Okay.
So what I think was their motive behind this, and this is just my personal and professional opinion, is to get that 20% business reduction credit. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think all of this was more so all of him and his friends and all the big wigs there that have S corporations and partnerships and LLC for them to get a reduction in their taxable income by 20% for their businesses.
Oh, goodness. So I think I heard you just say he really wasn't thinking about the little people. Because it's the little people who this impacts greatly. If you're not a big wig, if you don't have an S Corp, then, you know, he may not have even had us on his radar.
Well, you know what? He actually, what he did was he did increase the standard deduction.
Okay.
So that means anyone that is single will now get $12,000 standard deduction instead of the original $6,000, 400 and some change standard deduction. If you are married, filing joint, you get $24,000, head of household, $18,000, right? So he did do that. So,
okay.
You know, if your income level is not as high as others, you still will get a benefit. However, I don't know if it's going to wipe out their taxable income. So I'm waiting to see that impact. If it wipes out their taxable income, they may not be able to qualify for earned income tax credit or anything else because there's no income there. So, right now I've seen that it has a negative impact on income earners from $88,000 to 200 and some, like, let's say like $250,000. They are being hit hard. Yeah, simply because their itemized deductions will be phased out a bit because they pay high state taxes, but they won't get full credit to deduct it on their Schedule A, which is their itemized deductions. So it actually, what I realized the most is on a case-by-case basis. So we actually cannot make full assumptions on how it's going to impact every individual. You just have to reach out to your tax accountant this year and really find out how will this impact you as an individual. And that will be my main recommendation for all of our listeners.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if other people are really getting this, but you giving us that salary range really helped folks who are driving in the car, who are sitting at work, who are kind of listening, you know, through the headphones right now to just know, yep, this is going to impact me, or maybe I missed it. Maybe this won't impact me. And we're such a now society, we just want the bottom line. So that was super important for us to know, you know, are we going to get hit or not? What else would you like to share with us?
You know what? Actually, this is the last year, honestly, that individuals try to play games with the tax system. You know how we have people claiming other people's children and making excessive deductions. I honestly feel like that IRS is going to beef up their auditing initiatives because the economy is going to lose over trillions of dollars because of this change. And the only way that the government can recover is through taxes, penalties, tickets, and so forth. So the only way to offset that law is to beef up auditing.
Wow.
So if you know you aren't doing things correctly with your taxes, please make this your last year of just jumping out there and doing anything.
Oh,
because I feel it in my spirit that will be what they're eating. If they were smart, if they had me on their team, that's what I would tell them to focus their initiative. Let me be honest.
Wow, Felicia, that is real talk that we need to hear because everyone knows someone who is claiming somebody, doing something, writing off some stuff that they don't have any business writing off or have any business claiming. And just to get folks prepared this tax season to kind of take that hit, which may happen, you may take a hit from not claiming who and what you normally claim, but it can save you so much trouble with an audit or with fines that the IRS can smack on you. So, you know, that's super, super helpful. And it sounds like you're really calibrated to the spirit and trying to help folks out here.
I got a quick question.
Yeah, thank you.
What about the small businesses? And I don't mean the micro size, but like your $25 million to $50 million government contractor. Do they get some relief from this Trump tax plan?
Yes, they will also, depending on the structure, so if they were a corporation, they won't get the benefits but the reduction in the tax rate, right? But if they were classified, like a few of my clients are as S-Corp and partnerships, they will definitely benefit from that 20% reduction in taxable income from the business.
Wow.
Good.
Good.
So that's good. Hopefully they'll pass that on to
the
employee.
No, that's really, really good. If they can use it for what's necessary to really, you know, build infrastructure and systems and for their employees,
is great. Yeah, Felicity, can you let listeners know how they can get in touch with you? Because I have a feeling some folks are shaking in their boots right now thinking, okay, my accountant has not always been on the up and up. Because let's be real, some accountants are the ones that suggest to consumers, hey, I've got this angle that we can use to reduce your tax burden. So let's get folks educated on where they can find you, because they know that they can trust that you're going to keep them on the right path.
You know, guys, if you're looking for more advice or just someone to help you throughout the process, definitely just give us a call in the office at 202-618-1297. I'll look forward to, you know, talking to you over the phone, setting up a consultation, or just basically getting you a little bit more informed about what's going on. But definitely check out my social media. I'm Felicide the Accountant, Felicide, on all things social media. So I'm always talking about this type of stuff online as well. So I may have some useful information for the audience there.
Oh, that's perfect. And don't be surprised if I give you a call, seriously. It's super important that as small business owners, we just keep growing and we keep doing that with integrity. So we are going to commercial in just a couple of seconds. You're on listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show with Wena Cullins and Keith Howard. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about beating the holiday blues and the challenges of living with a sports fan addict.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Cruise to Alaska with Cunard, aboard the most luxurious ocean liners in the world. Cunard's elegant voyages in and out of Vancouver provide scenic views of both Tracy Arm Fjord and Hubbard Glacier, all in one journey. Escape to a world of luxury and relaxation, where you are free to do as you please. Visit Cunard.com/Alaska or call your travel agent. Experience the best of Alaska, only on Cunard.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company's missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
1450 WOL Washington, W240BJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
We're back on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, and I am Wena Cullins, and I'm sitting here with Coach Keith Howard. We're filling in today for Robert Gatewood, and gosh, I just feel so privileged to be in this chair today. So let me talk about the man who built this show then and let folks know more about his business. Robert Gatewood is the owner of Gatewood Marketing. And if you're ready to go bold in 2018, then you should let Gatewood Marketing and Web Design put you on the road to success. marketing strategy, advertising, website design, and social media are just a few of the services that Gatewood delivers with professionalism and pride. You don't have to spend your dollars overseas or outside the community when Gatewood does it better from just around the corner. And I mean it. Robert really has designed just about every successful business's website and laid out a marketing plan for them around the DMV. And that's a good thing. He is a trusted soul in the community. And speaking from experience, he really does want to see people grow and businesses get the exposure they need to be successful and generate revenue. So if you know you haven't invested in yourself or your business like you should, then put it on your to-do list to visit gatewoodmarketing.com or call 301-839-2836. That's gatewoodmarketing.com or you can call 301-839-2836. You can even come on the show and advertise your business with us. So, you know, make the call and I don't think you'll regret it. Keith, are you a business owner?
I am a business owner, Extra Points LLC. We do, of course, a weekly podcast. I speak all over the country, facilitate training.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote a book.
Wait, what?
Extra Points, The Life of My Story. Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's out there. Yeah, I love it. So, and you know, I got a ton of help and support from Robert Gatewood.
Did you?
He's the man. Yeah,
he is the man, you know, no pomp and circumstance. He is the man. Yeah. And, you know, we wouldn't be sitting here right now if he didn't trust us to fill in his shoes. Absolutely. I've got half of his shoe filled and you've got the other one and a half, right?
We're real comfortable, though. I can tell you that. We're really comfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I snuck a latte in here.
And we're good. Your latte, my football, we're good. Some leather smell up in here. That's what we need.
Leather, shoulder pads. Smell. Leather and lace.
Well, I don't. See, again, that's right. You throw me off when you do that. That's
okay.
Good stuff.
Well, it is Valentine's Day week. And as I said, I'm a relationship guide. To be more specific, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in the area, and I have a private practice in Largo, Maryland, where I see individuals, couples, and families who are tackling all sorts of issues like depression, anxiety, work stress, parenting problems, and most importantly, relationship issues. And I've mentioned several times now that it's February and Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I got my red dress on, my cowgirl boots, I have my heart necklace on. I'm just kind of, you know, channeling Valentine's Day energy. And I'm wondering, have you planned your date with your significant other yet?
Like I said, I got to check to see if the Wizards are playing.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be a great date, though? Wouldn't it really?
That would be a great date. Perfect person to be sitting in the booth with me today.
We could get flowers from the guy down at Rated, just walk in the gallery place.
Oh, goodness.
Get the flowers right there.
You know what? I've been married for over a decade now, and my husband and I just bought our tickets to see Black Panther for our Valentine's Day celebration, and the theaters are almost sold out, and the movie doesn't come out until maybe Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are just dying to see this movie, which is pretty awesome. But the newest installment of 50 Shades is also in the movie theaters. I don't even know if you know what that is.
I do know what that is. I just want to let your husband know they're going to be replaying the Super Bowl. So if he wants to know what coverage Tom Brady had to read on that one touchdown, he could watch it on replay and figure it out.
Haters gonna hate.
No, because you would enjoy it. You would learn a new skill, right? You'd be communicating. I mean, that's good stuff.
Okay, I was going to talk about Valentine's Day. I was going to do that right now.
Let's do it.
But when you said that, you just triggered something. I felt a cursing spirit rise up, and then I just...
No.
So let's actually jump into the main event, Coach Keith, because I don't want to catch a charge. I have a license to practice in the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia.
There we go.
You mentioned learning new skills.
Right.
I went on your website and saw that you teach a workshop mm-hmm. called Football 101 for Women.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Let's talk about that. Tell me, what are you teaching women that's helpful?
Well, first of all, from the skills they learn, here's the end game. and I'll start at the end and work my way. The end game is that they'll be able to now communicate more.
Okay,
right?
I see
and
that.
And spend more time, which I've learned in my few years around that those two things are important.
Okay.
Right? So what we do is we jump right into it. And we can, like, for example, do you know the equipment that a football player needs to wear?
In terms of helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads, yeah. cup.
There we go.
I was a cheerleader.
Absolutely.
Cheerleaders learn. Yeah, I know when to take a knee. I know what the plays are.
So we talk about that.
Okay.
We talk about the rules of engagement.
Okay.
You know, you need 2 feet for it to be a legal catch.
Uh-huh.
You can't jump off sides. Uh-huh. Da, 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 da. And what it does, it's fun. Now when, I mean, imagine if you went home today
uh-huh.
and said, hey, I think I jumped off sides. He would be, what do you mean you jumped off sides? Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and now maybe the communication that maybe you didn't have it. Now you got it. Boom.
This is so sneaky because I can totally see how partners can use this tool to wiggle their way
Absolutely.
Into another person's heart.
Well, for example,
mm-hmm.
so the first thing you do at football practice, the first 15 minutes
yeah.
are stretching.
Yes.
Yeah. So, hey, give me your arm. Pull it over here close to me. You see what I'm saying?
Coach Keith, I hate to put you on the spot right now.
Part right
you
there.
Told me in the green room that you were sore from working out yesterday.
Yes, I am.
What I know is that you don't stretch.
There you go.
Right. And my husband doesn't stretch. Every time he works out, he refuses to stretch and then pulls something, and then I'm nursing him back to good health. So, yep, I got you on the stretching.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds like something that you need to teach in a workshop for men. Just saying.
All right. Not as much fun, but okay. All right.
So is that all that women are learning?
No. So they get the rules of engagement.
Yeah.
They get... they get to know the positions.
Okay.
Right? So the quarterback, why does the quarterback make the most money? Why is the quarterback so important?
And here goes your money.
The quarterback is not the most important player on the field. It's the left tackle.
Oh.
So I define what a left tackle is mm-hmm. for the ladies
mm-hmm.
and then why that person's so important. So mm-hmm. they're so important because they protect the quarterback.
Right.
So.
Right.
So there's some who, you know, there's some.
Oh, like a wife. She's so important
Absolutely.
Because she protects the quarterback.
You're getting it.
I got you.
I got you.
Okay, I'm into this now. But so give us 3 tips or ways to get into a sports fan's heart. And let me tell you why I want you to do that. Couples come to see me all the time, having been in a relationship for years. And there's this great divide between them because they don't speak each other's language.
Sure.
And if you're living at home with a sports fan who seems to be more into watching sports, coaching sports, playing sports than cultivating the relationship, that makes it very difficult for other partners to want to be receptive to sure. getting into sports.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can get some folks to buy in early on, then perhaps we can kind of close that divide.
Well, I think the first one would be communication.
Okay.
I mean, you can talk about sports. First of all, there's so many sports, but I'll just stay with football.
All right.
You could talk about that forever. You could actually plan your vacation around a sporting event. Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, Redskins, Cowboys game, whatever it is. You could actually do that. Maybe, just maybe, I didn't want to go on a vacation. But now, if you're talking about we going to the Pro Bowl, I'm listening.
Wow, I just blacked out and then came back again. That's what the silence was on
my
part.
But
I can't. I can't.
Absolutely, you could.
Okay, full disclosure. Early in the relationship, my husband is a huge New York Jets fan.
I won't hold that against
exactly.
him. Yeah, he's been depressed. He's been probably moody
exactly.
lately. Yeah.
I took the man up to Buffalo to see the Jets play the Buffalo Bills and got him, you know, front row center field seats. And I even put the face paint on my face and let the Buffalo Bills boo us and just hammer us. I did that.
Yep.
I did that.
Girlfriend experience is what that sounds like.
The question is, what do sports fanatics need to do, though, to come into our world? Because it's tough on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So how do you take ownership?
Here's what we have to do. We have to bring you into our world.
Oh, come on.
No. So really what a me would have to do.
Yeah.
Is really block out time.
Yes.
Because my significant other would know how important watching the NFL draft is to me on a given weekend.
Yeah.
If I decided not to do that and go for a bike ride or go work out or go see Black Panther or what have you, they're going to know how that's going to be even more special. They're going to really feel special because they know that I'm like not doing what I would normally do or maybe even wanted to do.
Right.
I'm spending that. And that makes them feel special. And I think that's one thing we could do a better job of.
Right.
The other thing I think we could do is just listen. Stop talking about how much money Kirk Cousins is making. It's not bringing any money into our household.
Oh, preach.
Listen more to whatever they have going on.
Right.
Now, you know, I've developed a skill where I'm able to look like I'm listening and still be able to tweet that Kirk Cousins should make $34 million simultaneously. But for the novice, he may have to really listen.
Yes.
To what the significant other is saying.
Right.
I think that would be very much appreciated.
Right. I think that blocking off time is a critical component to happiness in relationships where you have someone who's really into anything. So, and it does mean some concessions. I don't know if I can concede to 17 straight Sundays of someone being out of commission from, let's say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 11:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
That's a huge ask.
Mm-hmm.
Big things happen on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's important for people who are into it to really tune into their partner's needs. And DVRs were not created just for fun. And I know you're going to say it live, Wena, live action. I cannot watch a recorded game. I don't know how to help you, because what's going to happen is at 11:45 p.m. when you come and tap your significant other on the shoulder to say, I'm back.
Right.
You're going to get the cold shoulder. The cold, cold shoulder. And that's what I'm dealing with in sessions with my couples. And I'm helping them to carve out more time, quality time, which you tapped into.
Yes.
Where sports fans are fully engaged in their partner and in the life of their family, so that when they do pull away, they get that grace and they get that liberty from their partner because they've given something in return. All right. So we are coming back after the commercial to talk about some of the drama that happens on some of these co-ed sports teams. And we're going to have a great time. So come on back with us. Marketing Pulpit.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Shoppers. 295 northbound, roadwork in the right lane before Benning Road, slowing you down from Pennsylvania Avenue. And southbound on 295, pretty slow also, Benning Road past East Capitol Street. 3rd Street Tunnel southbound as you leave New York Avenue, heading down toward Massachusetts Avenue. The roadwork is in the left lane, and that has you slow from New York Avenue, heading south on 395. Celebrate Valentine's Day with savings on New York strip steaks, only $5.99 a pound, and a dozen rose bouquet always $8.88. Each Shoppers, low prices every day. Now your WOL weather forecast, brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. For today, partly cloudy, high near 47, clouds overnight down to 39. Tomorrow, afternoon showers and a high around 50. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
And we're back on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am your host for today. My name is Wena Cullins, and I'm a licensed therapist and relationship expert in the DMV. And alongside me, I have Keith Howard, a.k.a. Coach Keith. And today we have been talking about living with the challenges that come along with loving a sports fanatic or fan addict, because some folks are just addicted to sports. And I was telling you yesterday about that term, football widow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a new one for me. But I
are you I'm serious? Sure,
yeah, I didn't notice.
You're okay. I'm gonna leave that alone because we're on the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, some folks are just getting left alone for the entire football season, basketball season. You said something crazy yesterday, like, yeah, you know, Winter Olympics are starting, so you know, that can be a placeholder. Yeah.
And that's on like round the clock.
Around the clock.
I mean, it was on at 6 a.m. this morning live, and then they'll put it on tape delay tonight if you miss. So, I mean, it's.
And you'll be tweeting and secretly sending text messages to people.
They got some local athletes there, so, you know,
yeah.
We'll look at it.
It's important to support. Yeah. But let's bring it down to a lower level, because there are folks right here in the area and all over the country who are super into the co-ed recreational teams. I mentioned it earlier at the start of the show, the co-ed kickball, co-ed football, and then the same-sex football teams and, and, you know, kickball teams as well that you were talking about, like the DC Divas. And folks are getting into this as a good form of exercise, which I support. And let me be clear, I think the leagues are for folks that are around maybe the ages of 25 to about, I'm going to say 35, 38. But when you get on up toward 40, what I've heard from folks is, yeah, my knees don't do that anymore. You know, I'm tired. I can't do all of the running and the tackling anymore with football. So in that age range, it's been a huge, huge trend to be on these teams.
It's the new happy hour.
Give me five.
It's the new happy hour. Yeah, you get off work. You go, hey, you know, I'm in this new rugby league or kickball league. Why don't you come on out? It's just a workout. No big deal.
You are right.
Yeah. And then, of course, you're thirsty after practice.
Ah!
So happy hour has slid back to like 8:30.
Right. So for folks who are single, who may not have a structured environment or home to go to post work, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sure. What about the folks who are married, who are on these teams?
So I can tell you, it is, I think it's a real challenge. I do. Not married now, but was in the past. And I know that there was a real routine and a real structure. And if you throw a child or two in there, it's real routine and structure.
Come on.
So for me to just kind of at 5 o'clock say, hey, I'm going to go over to this ball game until 7:30. And then at 7:30, I go, hey, well, we're all going to go hang out until 9:30. And then, of course, so-and-so needs a ride.
Uh-oh.
So now it's 10:30.
Yep.
Right? That what I remember is that would have been frowned upon.
I'm so glad that you said it. And well, I didn't say it, right? And I see it all the time when it lands on my couch in the no judgment zone. You know, folks come into my space to really heal from really common problems like this one.
Sure.
And you're right that these leagues are not structured around family life. My husband played in one, and on Sundays they would practice or have their games. Yep. And sometimes it would be Sunday at 9 in the morning. Sometimes it would be Sunday at 1 in the afternoon.
Right.
And so if you go to church, if you go to brunch, if you do things as a family, it's hard to structure your day when it's so fluid.
Yeah.
The schedule's so fluid.
Well, here's where I think it really takes off and it starts to spiral out of control.
Yeah.
Is a lot of these teams travel. Travel is a big hook for these new happy hours.
Yeah, now I've never seen up
them
close
travel.
A traveling team. What's that about?
Well, so what happens is they'll have you know, some sort of tournament pop up in South Beach. So
yeah.
Keep in mind now that he may be saying to you, hey, you know, we didn't get a bonus this year, so no vacation for the family.
Oh,
but then all of a sudden this kickball team says,
We need you for the big tournament in South Beach.
You are redeeming yourself right now.
And you, it was no mention of you attending or anything like that.
Right.
And so you're thinking this is a family vacation. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's probably, you know, him and a buddy, him and whoever, they're going. And you're like, well. And so here's what I've learned.
What's up?
And I know you're going to appreciate this. But it really takes a secure couple to be able to deal with that sort of thing.
It does. It does. And, you know, my experience of it was positive, aside from the fluidity of the league schedule. That was difficult. On Sundays when they wanted to practice at 9 and the next Sunday at 1 and the next Sunday at 3 and the next Sunday back to 12, that was difficult. But I went out. I supported the games. I saw what was going on and what wasn't going on. And I felt pretty comfortable with it because my husband was so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really does bring people lots of joy. But let's talk about the hooking up and the intimacy that really does get fostered between folks in this environment when they're practicing and when they're playing and learning how to be a team with these people.
Well, you know, one of the things, having been a high school coach, right, there's such a, first of all, they're way younger. They're kids. But they're out there really to make friends, right? They're lifelong friends. I mean, a lot of my friends come from playing high school together.
True.
But when you get in these leagues where you're grown and you have a car and money and you can drink and this, that,
absolutely.
And the other, it could be as subtle as I need a ride home.
True.
Or I'm waiting for a ride. I've seen that one. I'm waiting for my significant other to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me stand here and talk to you while we wait.
Right.
So that the person can see who the competition is.
Yeah.
I've seen these things and it starts as something real small.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know,
I like
they're coming
that,
to see you.
Yeah. I like that you are kind of tapping into the idea of the naivete that some people can have around being engaged in some of these activities. Let's just put it out there. Some single folks are participating to find people who they can have a good time with, hook up with, or get into serious relationships with. It's not all kicks and giggles. But when you mix single folks who feel the liberty to date people and experiment with married folks who have a different set of boundaries that they need to exercise, if the married folks aren't careful, you're right. I'm just taking Susie home, or I'm just, you know, taking Jeff to his friend's house, and it becomes something different very quickly.
Well, I will say this. You're absolutely right on that one. I will say this. Shout out to the ladies, because the ladies, from what I've seen, for the most part, they come out to exercise, and it is not happy hour. They want to exercise. Sure, they can be social and meet somebody and network around business and that. But that's really not their primary intent. My brother sometimes. We may be wired a little bit differently. And, you know, when we see her run around and sweat in her little shorts.
Yes.
Maybe we change our mind and we're here to say hello.
Yes. Yes.
So I have seen that. I have really seen the ladies step up.
Right.
And say, look, I'm here just to play the game, get some exercise.
Right.
You know, I have seen that more times than not.
Well, because they know that their significant other may show up at the field at any time just to check and see what's really going on.
Correct.
Okay. You know, we have just about 3 minutes left to the show, and we could just go on and on and on and on about this. And I'm glad that we were able to shed some light on this topic, and folks who are listening who are either participating in these sporting events or who are supporting people who are participating in these events have a newfound awareness, I'm sure, and a newfound appreciation for some of the things they need to look out for. It is Valentine's Day. I want to tell folks really quickly who may be sad if they are not in a committed relationship to get a little perspective, because Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday or a socially constructed holiday, but folks put a lot of credence into it. But I want to give 3 tips really quickly for folks who are struggling with Valentine's Day. The first one is about Valentine's Day, and that is on Valentine's Day, if you're not in a relationship with someone, I want you to shift the focus to how you can bring love, and not romantic love, but kind of platonic, unconditional, agape love to someone else who is close to you. It could be a niece or a nephew, an elderly person, a coworker. Try to shift that love and give of yourself in a different way. And that love that you're looking for, I'm really hoping and praying will come to you eventually. Be purposeful about getting out into the light. Lots of folks get sad around this time of year just because the weather is so horrible. Make sure that when it is sunny outside, you're taking a walk, breathing in fresh air. And they do have these lights that they sell, light therapy, to help you overcome seasonal affective disorder. And the last thing is make sure that you're getting your annual physicals, folks. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. And in this area, we are miserably low on our vitamin D levels, which can impact your mood and kind of put you into a depression and anxiety. So I want you to get those physicals around Valentine's Day. Now we're wrapping up, Keith. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank Robert Gatewood again for letting us hang out in the booth. You've been listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show with Weena Cullins and Coach Keith Howard. You can find us at marketingpulpit.com, weenacullins.com, couplesonthecouch.com, and where are you?
extrapointsllc.com.
Awesome. So check us out on social media at Weena Cullins and
extrapointsllc.com.
And we're out.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here.